All right, so for the last few hours, Ray has been teaching on Yom Kippur, and that begins this evening at sundown, the Day of Atonement. And one of the things that we really want you to see out of all of this is to engage in this moment, but not necessarily to follow the law.
Yeah.
Well, not to follow the law at all.
You want to engage in Christ.
Yes.
And that's the whole point. The whole point is, regardless what anybody says is going on, going to happen at all, it's all about Christ, and he's got it. Mm-hmm. I promise you, he has got it all under control. All things work together for good for those who love the Lord, who are called according to his purpose, and are pursuing him. So pursue him. That's your answer. I always look at the 10 days of the days of awe, and then look at the rest of the year, and you can pretty well gauge year after year that this is going to be a good bit of what's going to stay in this year. It's kind of like a preview of the year ahead. So it lets you know that these issues or events are getting prominent. So what's been happening? What's the most prominent things happening in the last 10 days?
Alabama lost.
Amazingly enough, that wasn't one of them.
Okay.
The refugee crisis.
Right.
That is absolutely huge. Yes. Thousands are some of the headlines, thousands protest migrants in Eastern Europe. Islam will be the death of Europe. That was a headline. Border-free Europe unravels as migrant crisis hits record day. Two decades of this frontier-free travel across Europe is ending. That's a massive change. You can go anywhere, and now fences are going up. So something's happening with this European Union. Hungary shuts their border. That's a big one. So watch that. But again, keep in mind this. Saudi Arabia has 100,000 air-conditioned tents they use for their journeys that people make that could house up to 3 million refugees, and they won't let anyone in. That's an interesting one.
It is.
And in an interesting way, mainly because why is everybody headed for Europe? Some say, well, it's the jihadists, but you've got a lot of people going through there. They're not going into Muslim lands. This last year, over 25 million Muslims were converted to Christianity. Mm-hmm. The reason a lot of these fences are growing up are saying, we have Christian heritage, we don't want a Muslim incursion. So that's a pretty significant thing. There's this something going on. Hearts are not turning to go and live in deeper countries of the law of Islam and Sharia law. They're trying to find freedom. And so it doesn't mean they should knock down the fences and let everybody in. I'm just saying you have something going on where something is changing. Europe is changing. Another interesting, the Syrians that were trained by the U.S., the rebels, there's like four left. I think that's it. It was an utter failure, the U.S. policy over there. That's pretty significant. U.S. policy in Syria and all that, interesting thing to watch on. Number two, Christian persecution. The U.S. and the U.K. are both turning their back on Christian refugees. They're letting in Muslims, but not Christians. Very odd thing. A Christian watchdog group is warning believers that statistics suggest a Christian is martyred for the faith every 5 minutes somewhere around the world.
Wow.
That's what's happened last year. Obviously, that's a significant thing, so watch persecution, what happens there. Another big thing, we were there, so we got to witness it, was the Temple Mount protest. 800 IDF members stormed the Al-Aqsa Mosque on the Temple Mount. Stun grenades, tear gas, trying to get control of what's going on.
Those are the Israelis trying to get control.
Yes.
Okay.
The Palestinians just wanting to cause problems, not let them enjoy the 10 days. So they've had firebombs, firework, all kind of crazy stuff. They called for a day of rage this last Friday. Many people were arrested there. So there's a lot of engagement there. That's not an unusual thing, but because it happens in these 10 days and such a big thing, the fact that Israel stormed that mosque, that is. I would say put a pin on that one. Something's going on right there that sets the stage for something this year. Russia in Syria. They're positioning tanks, airfield. The Syrian army is now using the new weapons from Russia. Putin orders ground troops to Syria. And he said after Obama's use of moderate rebels flops. So that was kind of going along with that other one. The fact that Russia is in Syria... You know, the Israelis say, you know, they got an airfield. It's all right. They're just doing. I would say there's probably more to that. Mm-hmm. So watch what comes of that. We started carrying out the Iran nuke deal. We appointed a coordinator over these last 10 days. I do believe something significant.
Big sigh. There. Big sigh.
And the U.S. election is another one to look at. So you had a debate during the days of law, too. Fiorina emerged out of that. Trump still dominating the conversation. You have Trump, Fiorina, and Carson, all business leaders, not politicians. Mm-hmm. All three are leading the polls. All of that is a part of the 10 days of awe. Another poll, nearly 100% of U.S. agree illegal immigration is a problem. I've never seen a poll that said 100% of the U.S. agree on anything. Mm-hmm. So that was the first of that. So that alone stands out. So this U.S. election, the fact that we're going towards business leaders instead of politicians, and that's in its... Okay, so those are the things. Refugee crisis, Christian persecution, Temple Mount, Russia and Syria, the Iran nuke thing, and the election. All of those happened, significant parts of that happened during these 10 days of awe, which to me says you're going to see those issues as a significant part of the year ahead. Watch how you interact, what you choose to watch, and see what God is doing on that stage, mm-hmm. not just what man is doing.
Mm. Wow.
Good stuff.
Ray, thank you for coming in, as always, on the feasts and these days of awe. If you missed any of it, you can go to Risenstein on Facebook or Victory 91.5's Facebook page. There is a link. It has been updated all through the morning, and all of the teachings, with the exception of the last one that you just heard, are up now. The last one will be up within moments. So, thank you. You will be fasting and wearing white?
Oh, yes. Okay. I'm so excited about tonight. Okay. Tonight, sundown, mm-hmm. if you have an opportunity, obviously not everybody gets to take a day off, so not everybody can do that. You know, don't allow the devil to steal anything from you. Mm-hmm. Just ask God, how can I, in my world, mm-hmm. interact with you, draw intimately more into Yom Kippur?
In a new way, yeah.
Yeah, the goal is Christ. It's not traditions, it's not law, it's none of that. But
Excellent.
Whatever parts of that you can interact with God in, go for it.
Ooh, I can't wait. I'm excited.
Very good, Risenstein.